socializing the risk, privatizing the profit at the beginning of the pandemic, Big Pharma was reluctant to invest in a vaccine, given the lengthy time and failure rate of vaccines for diseases like Zika and SARS, with research being parked as these diseases retreated. However, huge sums of public money made available by governments have greased the wheels of the pharmaceutical industry, see chart below. Now, 202 companies are involved in developing inoculations. Of these, 47 potential vaccines are undergoing clinical trials. Hundreds of millions of dollars were thrown at several of these companies in a way that took their breath away, says Peter Hale, executive director of the Foundation for Vaccine Research in Washington. And according to David Mitchell, founder of the U.S. campaign group Patients for Affordable Drugs, companies such as U.S.-based Moderna are having all their costs covered by the government. That means anything over the cost of goods is pure gravy for these companies, he said. Their oft-made claim that they need to charge high prices because of the risks that are involved in developing new drugs is no longer valid. We are socializing all the risk and privatizing all the profit, he added.